When it hurts, I pray.
Are you ready?
The Be Inspired Show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a better person.
Of inspiration.
Yo, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Be Inspired Show. This is your one and only gentleman right here on Active FM. As we all know, now we're in December, just 4 days left to Christmas. Okay, so obviously Christmas is around the corner. It's the week of Christmas, and hopefully everyone is ready for the festive seasons. Well, technically, I'm ready, sort of. Anywho, I'm leaving the country, so we'll see what happens. Now, hopefully everyone is good, and this is Be Inspired right here on Active FM. So today's topic will be called Be Proud of Yourself. Be proud of, you know, normally as kids, or as most kids want the approval of their parents, you know. It's like they want their parents to tell them that they're proud of them, you know, which is not, it's not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not a bad thing if you want approval of your parents or someone to tell you that they're proud of you. It's not a bad thing. But it's also not a bad thing to be proud of yourself, you know. If you know that you worked so hard and you actually managed to, and you actually managed to achieve what you want to achieve, so it is best to be proud of yourself, okay? Because you know that, you know, it took me a lot of hard work and a lot of work to do what I'm doing currently. You get what I'm saying? So it's not a bad thing to be proud of yourself, you know. I wouldn't say being proud of yourself, you know, if you look back of all the things that you have done since January until now. Until now, technically until now. I'm pretty sure you did a lot of things, you know. So you gotta be proud of yourself for all the small things you accomplished. All the hard work you put in, all the promotion, if you got a promotion, if you pass matric, if you pass university, whatever it is, you know, besides someone telling that they're proud of you, besides you seeking for anyone's approval of, you know, being proud of you, you got to be proud of yourself, because you know all the hard work and all the sweat and blood and, you know, just a figure speech, but you know how much work you put into that, and you know that you deserve it, and you know that it was worth it. So why can't you pat yourself in the back for it? Okay? Just why can't you pat yourself in the back for it? So, if you can pat yourself in the back for it, then do it. No one is stopping you. So, it's not a bad thing to be proud of yourself now and then. Why should it be in the first place? Why should it be? Okay, so basically, that's our whole topic today. Be proud of yourself. No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing for someone to be proud of you. It's not a bad thing, especially your parents. I know there's most kids that I know, they're deeply, deeply seeking their parents' approval, like deeply. But obviously the parents are a bit naive to actually see it, but anywho, it happens. So it's not a bad thing to pat yourself in the back now and then, because obviously you know all the hard work that you put in. Okay, so basically this whole topic today will be proud of yourself, right? You're going to be inspired. So we're going to jump into our first song, then we're going to come back and continue the whole conception of being a part of yourself. You see in a couple of minutes. Cheers. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Beans by Show, right here on Native FM. This is Gentleman. And before the song, I was busy discussing about the whole concept of being part of yourself. Basically, that's the whole, you know, topic for the whole of today's show. Hope everyone is good. Normally, I have guest speakers, but not today. And normally, I have bullet points, but, you know, trying something new. Because I always say, I try something new, but now this is my proof. Because I always say that people should try something new, so why not? So why should I only speak the speak but not talk the talk? You know, why should I only talk the talk but not speak, not do my actions? You know, back up my words. In other words, it's easy to talk, it's easy to talk. Nothing to back up your words. So, but anyway, continuing with being part of yourself. All I'm saying is that hard work needs to be celebrated. It's like finishing matric after all those years, from grade 0 to grade 7, grade 8 to grade 12. So it's a lot of hard work to pass a grade. So you gotta be proud of yourself, because you know how much effort you did to studying every day, every minute, especially exams and stuff like that. Or how many years it takes to become a doctor, specific doctor. Yeah. So as long as you are doing something and actually seeing results for it, as long as you're doing something and actually achieving, you know. It's like you're starting to gym today, and then you gym. After a couple of months, you see results that, hey, you're actually growing, okay? So obviously, you gotta pat yourself in the back for that, because you did something for yourself. You know, you should be proud of yourself. It should, technically, if it's a good result, it should encourage you to continue doing it, okay? I mean, the year is done. Since January until now, we all did something to our lives. Instead of our lives grew or did not grow, or we have big goals that we achieve or did not achieve, we all did something, technically, I hope. So, basically, yeah, it's been a long, long 11 months since now, in the 12th month of the year, which is almost finished. So, I mean, just look back. And during the 11th month of your life in this year, 2022, and ask yourself, what exactly did I achieve? You know, if you should have achieved it, and you achieved what you wanted to do, what you've been planning to do since January, if you achieved it, you should be proud of yourself, because it's one thing to say I would do something, it's another to should do it. Which is why they say talk is cheap. Talk is very cheap. Cheap. It is cheap, so you gotta, you know, show results. Okay, in football, you can't talk. All you want is results. Yeah. Then all the fans want to see the results. They don't care what you do on a pitch. They don't want the results. They want to see the team win. So talking is cheap. It's just cheap. You want to see results. Back up your words. It's one thing to say one thing. It's one thing to say something. It's not that you should stick to it, which proves that talk is cheap. I mean, I've seen it a lot of times, okay? I'm not saying people don't forget. I'm just saying that some people just have the tendency of saying something but never back it up. And for me, if you say something to me and you don't back it up, that's it for me. You're done. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that it makes me realize that all you do is talk. talk, because we can all talk. Everyone can talk. Everyone can say something. Everyone can say, I can do this. Everyone can do all that. Talking is everything that is anything and everything that everyone, people can do. But putting action to it, not everyone can do that. You know what I'm saying? So, back up your words. You know, I always say that, back up your words. If you want people to trust you more, back up your words. Your words that action achieve. That's what I can say. You gotta back up your words. You say you do something, do it. Technically, for me, I don't care how long it takes. As long as you do it. As long as you back up the word. As long as you back up what you say. You see, so, end of the day, we all set goals for this month. I mean, for January until November. For those who backed up the words and said, I'm achieved this by November, congratulations. You know, so, you should be. Part of yourself, of course, that takes a lot of hard work and dedication and perseverance. It does. Okay, so it's not a bad thing to pat yourself in the back once in a while. Technically, you should. Because you can see the results of your hard work and blood and sweat. I can. You see? I can. You know, it's like setting up for a car for 2 years and eventually buy that car. No one knows how. No one knows what you have to do to get that car. You get what I'm saying? So pat yourself in the back for achieving a lot. Okay, so basically that's the whole concept of being, the whole concept of being part of yourself. Okay, so now for now we're going to jump into the second song. Then when I come back and continue being part of yourself, just remember one thing. It's not a problem when someone tells you that they're proud of you. It's not a good thing. You know, it's not a problem because everyone needs someone. Okay. I always say that humans need each other, but even though they kill each other and murder each other, all that stuff, they're just naive to understand that without each other, they can't survive. Imagine staying in a big mansion with 52 rooms or 8 toilets, or no matter how big a mansion is, but it'd be boring if you're all alone. it'd be boring alone. So humans need each other, no matter how many times they hate each other. They're just naive to understand that they can't live without each other. They just can't. It's impossible. Okay. So now, yeah, jump into the second song, then continue being part of yourself, and then I'll check your photos.
I celebrate Christmas. Without the birth, there wouldn't be a death. It would be cold, like seeing breath. What's a dark man like DMX? Now redeemed. Indeed a bit. No, this don't sound like a Christmas song. Cause I celebrate its meaning all year long. I ain't saying you can't do it up, do it up. If you celebrate Christmas without Christ, then what you doing, bro? I may take my lights down, but I never take my light down. Rev them hard, any day. Ain't no better time than right now. Right now, hit the gong. But we'll have eternal life in heaven if he passed today. Christmas is deeper than toys and gifts. Too many people out here treating Christ like he don't exist. Like he's a myth. He came to fix a problem. And if he didn't fix that, we would all be down by. Christ steps down from his throne. Made earth his home. Emmanuel, God with us. We are not alone. Christmas is not about a baby in a manger. It's about God becoming man. You understand? I celebrate Christmas.
Welcome back. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the song. It was fantastic. It was awesome. You know, just want to wish, you know, the festive season is around the corner. Christmas is around the corner. Hopefully you guys are planning to actually have a blast. Otherwise, if you're not going to have a blast, then what's the point of Christmas? So you guys need to enjoy Christmas, because I will. Technically, I think I will definitely enjoy it. So it's a day, you know, it's a family day. Without people in this world, we wouldn't have family days. So you gotta know that, hey, humans are important, just as you are, as long as you're human. Okay? So now, that was just a side note. Now, continue with be part of yourself. I always say that, like I said before the song, if you achieved something that you've been working on since January this year until November, and you achieved it, congratulations. Pat yourself in the back and be part of yourself, because you should be doing something. Not everyone, it's like starting a business. Eh? It's not easy. It takes hard work and all that stuff. So if your business is successful, goodness gracious me, you should literally pat yourself in the back for that. And be part of yourself, because you achieved that. You achieved something big that not everyone can achieve. You see, that's the whole concept of being different. So it's not. There's nothing wrong with being part of yourself. You know, there's nothing wrong with someone being proud of you as well. Because as much as some of us seek approval, we gotta know that we also gotta prove ourselves that, hey, we put in the hard work, we put in the dedication, we put in all the sweat and blood. So be proud of yourself and know that you worked hard for whatever it is that you achieved. End of the day, because we continue working hard. And then there'll be days where we never achieve what we want to achieve because of whatever life circumstances, should I say. But that shouldn't discourage you. Otherwise, if that one thing discourages you, then the rest will discourage you as well. You see? The rest will discourage you. So don't let one thing discourage you. Just know that if you are able to accomplish anything, you will. I always say this, weeks ago in my other episode, I said, you are what you think. So if you think you can accomplish this, then you will. Just know that you are what you think. Okay? If you think you're great, you're great. At least I'm the greatest and I'm the greatest. So you are what you think. So you gotta, so if you achieve, if you achieved what seems to be unachievable, even a word, but if you achieve anything that you want to achieve in life, just know that, hey, you know yourself that how much work you put on that. So be proud of yourself and put yourself in the bag and just know that, hey, you're worth it. You're worth hard for it. Okay. So yeah, that's all I had. That's all I have today. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you again. And this is December, so hopefully you guys are ready for Christmas, because I am. So we'll check you next time. As I always say in the Be Inspired show, the unpredictability of life will always remain unpredictable. But everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. Enjoy the last song. See you next time. Cheers.
This is Shiki from the turntable, and it's my turn to wish you a Merry Christmas. Hip Hop Hooray!
It's Active FM.